Welcome to the 9th episode of Who the Hell Are You in the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. It's 50 rapid-fire questions posed to 15 of the better-known open-wheel and sports car drivers, plus television and radio hosts, to give you a better idea of who the hell they are. Our 9th episode features Formula One pit reporter and host Will Buxton. It's the same questions with a few alternates thrown in depending upon the guests, and those are going to follow every Tuesday and Thursday through the Rolex 24 Daytona in late January. Following Buxton's podcast, our few remaining episodes include ALMS and Pirelli World Challenge Series champion Patrick Long, ALMS champ and Le Mans winner Joey Hand, IMSA prototype champion Jordan Taylor, four-time IndyCar Series champion and Indy 500 winner Scott Dixon, IndyCar driver, IMSA champion and NBCSN IndyCar host Townsend Bell, and the lingering chest cold known as Justin Bell. Among the many things we learned during Buxton's episode, he's a fan of tattoos with deep stories involved, and can be felled with a single avocado. I'll leave the rest up for you to discover on your own. Like every episode of Who the Hell Are You, the conversation does flow freely, which means you might hear a few words that would be frowned upon by the FCC. There are more than 200 Marshall Pruitt Podcast episodes on iTunes, on Podbean, on our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, and on MarshallPruitt.com. And here we go with the hip-hop-loving Will Buxton.
We are about to find out who the hell you are. First question for you. What is your full name?
William Thomas Buxton.
What is your birth date and birthplace?
14th of February, 1981, Portsmouth. Hold on, are you scamming me? Are you going to get my credit card details next?
That is one of the questions coming up. And thank you for taking this call from Nigeria. How many languages do you speak and what are they?
Fluently English and French. I speak a little bit of German, a little bit of Spanish. I can get by in Japanese. And some would say I'm fluent in bullshit.
Possibly sexiness. Unconfirmed, though.
Pleasure.
Are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed.
If the Purge ever becomes ratified by the government, who are you taking out first and why?
I'm not allowed to. I'm not a U.S. citizen.
That's an incorrect answer. This could be your own government.
Oh, okay. Who am I taking out first and why? You know I can't. You know what the answer is, and you know I can't say it.
Are you left or right-footed?
Oh, right-footed. Absolutely.
What's the most useful app you've downloaded on your phone?
Google Translate, because it's got the little camera function and you hold it over menus and it instantly translates stuff, which is very useful in Japan.
The only racing related question you will be asked today.
Okay.
Senna or Schumacher and why?
In a bare knuckle boxing match?
In a contest of all time Formula One greatness.
I'm really sorry, but I'm going to say Schumacher. And the reason being, Senna is my hero, my idol, my god. But if we remember Senna's greatest moments, they're all overtaking people. He had the pole position record. Why was he overtaking so many people? Because he made terrible starts. And if you make a terrible start and you fall behind Schumacher, there's two ways it's coming off. You're either going to finish second or he's going to take you out. So Schumacher wins.
Tempted to say incorrect, but quite an interesting supporting statement.
Thanks.
What's your favorite musician or band today?
Wait, do you mean of the modern era, or as I sit here today, who am I most into?
Of the modern era.
Oh, that's tough. I don't know, man. I really like Lil Khanna, British hip-hop artist. If you haven't heard him, you should make, because you'd love him. It's very East Coast, early mid-90s. Really nice flow. He's amazing.
What's your most hated fruit or vegetable?
Avocado. Allergic to them. Don't get me near them.
What's your favorite musician or band of all time?
Simple answer to that.
Yes, it is.
No, there's not. Beatles, adore the Beatles. I'm a huge freak for Pet Sounds. And I went to see Brian Wilson earlier this year, and he was amazing. But I'm a huge DJ Shadow fan as well. So, I don't know, man. Beatles. If it wasn't for the Beatles, we wouldn't have any of this stuff. So, you know, if it wasn't for the Beatles, we wouldn't have Pet Sounds. If it wasn't for the Beatles, you wouldn't have DJ Shadow. So, Beatles.
What is your favorite pint of ice cream?
Ooh. See, we don't have pints of ice cream in this country. We just have, like, tiny little punnets. I like
hence our obesity problem.
I like fish food. Ben and Jerry's fish.
Very interesting. Have you ever lost a parent or sibling? And if so, how did it affect you?
Can I swear? I lost my dad last year, and it was horrible. And I think I'm still I'm sitting in his office right now, actually. I'm sitting at his desk, and with a photo of him to the side of me, and I miss him every day. But it made me incredibly thankful for the life that I have and the people who are still here. And and I hear his voice every day, and I miss him terribly. And it's shit. It's totally shit.
That deserves an amen. The first. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a BA honors degree in political science.
How many days has it been since your last drink?
Approximately 2.5 minutes.
What is your favorite song by Taylor Swift?
Blank Space.
That is incorrect. You're an adult male. You should not have a favorite Taylor Swift song.
But when I was on holiday in Barbados, the people on the the metal drum things, they did a really cool version of it, and since then I kind of quite liked it. Also, have you seen the performance that she did when she was inducted? She was inducted to the Hall of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or whatever it was. She just did an acoustic set in front of everybody.
No.
Girl's talented. Like, she's proper. To go on YouTube, search it out. Like, okay, you can like or hate her music, whatever. She's properly talented, mate. And we can have a full-on argument about it. She's got skills. She's properly talented.
That's cute. Have you ever gotten into a fist fight? And if so, what's the most recent? Set the stage.
Boarding school, last day of term. I was age probably 14, 15. A guy called Andy Shaw. Beat the hell out of me. Absolutely beat the hell out of me. I'm no good at fights.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased?
Dumbest thing I've ever purchased? Oh, man. I don't know. Dumbest thing I've ever purchased? A BMW X5. Absolute piece of crap.
That would be a correct answer. Is there a lyric in a song or a passage in a book that you hold dear?
Oh, yeah, quite a few. I always liked the only time I thought Oasis were ever profound was the line, "Straddle my hope and make me pray to a God I've never seen but who I betrayed." Oh, that was a really good line. Do I hold dear? Yes. I like... couple of lines from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and most sort of notably, "We are the music makers and we are the dreamer of dreams." I like that. That's a good line. I've always liked that. And there's a brilliant line in The Twits by Roald Dahl, and I can't remember it offhand, but it's basically how about if you you can be the most beautiful person in the world, but if you have a horrible soul, then you'll be ugly, and you can have the most sticky out teeth and the most warty nose, but if you are a beautiful person, then it will shine out of you and make you beautiful. So I like that.
I believe we have our second amen so far. Quite impressive. Have you ever stolen something from a store?
Yes, I stole a strawberry cream chocolate from Woolworths on Worcester High Street when I was about 12, and I got 10 yards out of the front door and burst into tears and ran back and gave it to the security guard.
As a teen, where did you hide your porn stash?
Pop the drawer of my bedside table. It's the worst place.
What is your favorite album of all time?
Bastard, again, you can't do that to me. I find it very difficult to imagine there is such a thing as a perfect album, because there's always one thing that lets it down. There's always one song that's not quite where it should be, but I think The Bends by Radiohead is possibly perfection. I think that Introducing by DJ Shadow has practically nothing wrong with it, and Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys is, the more I listen to it, the more I get into the layers of it. This time last year when I lost my dad, it helped me get through that because I got lost in its complexities, and it's a phenomenal piece of work that just gets better every time you listen to it.
Do you have any tattoos? And if so, what are they and why are they on your body?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tattoos. One is a cover-up of another. 2 are on my back. 2 are on my right arm.
And what are they and what do they signify?
Oh, goodness.
What the cover-up first, please. What was covered up?
One on my back is just something I scribbled and doodled when I was much younger and kind of look at now and think, what the hell is that? I wish I hadn't had that done. One is of Hermes, who was the messenger of the Greek gods. One is of Sophia, who, depending on which traditions you believe in, but certainly in the Gnostic tradition, was the mother of creation and therefore the mother of God. And so some of the beliefs say is, in the Bible you've got, you know, the point of creation there was wisdom, and wisdom is the literal translation from Greek of Sophia, but Sophia in those traditions was a person, not a concept of thought, but they obviously didn't like there being a person before God, so she was written out of the Bible. But then Michelangelo put her in the moment of creation on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel as the woman that's over God's shoulder at the point of creation with man. But yes, there aren't many sort of graphic representations of her, so I did a lot of work to get that right. Because my daughter's called Sophie, so that's not why she's called Sophie, but I wanted something to represent her. And then the one underneath is a couple of snakes wrapped around each other that I got done about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, from a guy in Milan, and they sort of signify the darkness and the light, and in snakes as tattoos represent shedding of skin and starting again. And sort of after the last year, I thought that was quite a good representative thing to have.
As George Carlin would say, you are apparently symbol-minded. How many times have you had your heart broken?
Too many to get worked up about. Properly heartbroken? Twice.
It's about the average so far. We're at the halfway point here, Will Buxton. When was the last time you Googled yourself, and what did you find?
Earlier today, because I was getting loads of shit from people about an article I wrote about Ferrari, and I wanted to see quite how far it had spread.
Can you rap?
Yes, I can. I can't freestyle and come up with my own stuff, but I can, yes, recite. I can spit some rhymes, he says in his very English way.
A constant visitor of the Lyricist Lounge, apparently. What is
yes,
the worst?
I'm constantly hanging out for hip hop karaoke. Absolutely amazing.
What is the worst piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh my god. What's the worst piece of advice I've ever received? I'll go on, have one more. What harm could it do?
Which leads to the next question. Have you ever killed someone or come close?
Have I what?
Ever killed someone or come close?
No. No, never come close. Thankfully.
Have you or a family member served in the military or fought in a war?
Yes. Well, I was in the cadets when I was younger. I was an engineer. So really enjoyed that. My father was in the Royal Signals. For 15, 20 odd years. My grandparents fought in the Second World War. My great grandparents fought in the First World War. Yeah, long old history of proud military service.
Patriots, the Buxtons.
Indeed.
Final question on a painful theme for you. Favorite song of all time?
It's not that easy. It's really not that easy. But if I had to pick one song that, if everyone said you're not allowed to listen to anything else ever for the rest of your life, you're only allowed to listen to one more song forever, I'd pick Midnight in a Perfect World by DJ Shadow.
Very interesting. What toy did you want more than any other as a little boy?
I don't know, my mum's in the room next door, I could ask her. What toy did I want more than any other? I think I wanted the AT-AT, AT-AT Walker from Star Wars.
We will offer our third amen, which has never happened so far. You are the first.
Cool.
A question posed to American presidential candidates during the most recent election cycle. If you could go back in time and kill baby Adolf Hitler, would you?
Oh my goodness, did they really get asked that?
Yes.
That's an impossible answer, because if you say yes, then you spare millions of lives. But if you say no, then you don't allow mankind to see the hideousness that can exist and a warning that we should all be mindful of at the moment, that intolerance of people on the basis of religion and scaremongering to score political points only leads us to the ultimate destruction of humanity.
I'll say that's a correct answer, even though there wasn't an answer provided.
Thanks.
Is there a game show or reality show you would love to be on?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'd love to do. So we have a thing in the UK called Pointless, which is a quiz where you have to guess the correct answer that the fewest other people, when quizzed, got. Thus, if you get a pointless answer, i.e., an answer that is correct but that nobody else has thought of, you win the round. I'd love to do that. That'd be cool. We also have a thing in the UK called Masterminds, which is it's a quiz. So I'd love to take part in that. That would be awesome. I always wanted to have a crack at Dancing with the Stars, but I'm not famous enough. I'd love to do that. I'd love to do it in the UK though, because my little girl, she's actually watching it at the moment in the other room with Granny. So I'd love to do that. Even though I've got two left feet, I'd love to do that.
Is there one movie that when it comes on, no matter how many times you've seen it, you'll sit and watch it again?
So many. Star Wars, obviously. Well, Episode 4, you know. I've watched Big a million times, just for the scene when he's got the little punching nun and punches himself in the face. I cry laughing at that every time. Yeah, so many. A Clockwork Orange is the greatest film ever made. I will sit and watch that ad nauseum. I adore it.
Tupac or Biggie?
Biggie.
That is a correct answer. What is the name of the last book you read?
Blitzed, which is a book all about the use of Pervitin and basically methamphetamine in Nazi Germany in the 1930s, and how it basically pepped up the German forces for Blitzkrieg.
Marching powder.
Yep.
Why aren't you married?
I was.
Past tense.
Yeah.
But why aren't you married today?
Didn't work out. I was young. And, didn't work out, and, very sad that it didn't work out, but, you know, it didn't. Have a wonderful daughter, from that marriage, who is the single best thing in my life, just didn't work out, mate, but, you know, Who knows?
Not maybe precluding the future.
Who knows? Maybe.
You failed to mention super producer Jason Swales is the other greatest thing in your life, but
Well, and also he's kind of my wife, so...
If I were to check your browser history, what's the nicest website I would find? Something that
What's the nicest website you'd find?
What a lovely boy.
Oh, Interflora. Send flowers to people.
If you were gravely injured and stuck in the hospital, would you be concerned if a family member checked your browser history?
No, not at all.
What's the first big purchase you made once you started earning proper money?
I bought myself an Omega Speedmaster.
Which you still possess?
Which I still possess and wear every day.
We're getting to the home stretch, Will Buxton. Cats or dogs?
Dogs. Or cats. I don't mind. I don't have either.
So the
probably
answer
dogs,
would be
though.
Neither?
I had dogs. Well, I had cats and dogs growing up, but my cat was evil. Dog was lovely, so I'd probably pick dogs.
At least you did not state an irrational fear of cats, which has been a common theme so far.
No, they're just lazy, bloody needy things, aren't they?
Have you ever exhibited behavior that could land you on an episode of Intervention?
Probably daily.
Do you subscribe to any magazines that are not automotive or racing related?
No, I used to subscribe to Esquire, but then it became really crap, so I stopped. Unfortunately, the sort of magazines are not what they once was, mon ami.
What is the meanest thing you've done to a sibling or friend?
The meanest thing? Oh, my goodness. I didn't know there were going to be these kind of questions. I don't know. I'm not a mean person. I'm really not a mean person. I don't know. What's the meanest thing I've done to a sibling or a friend? I can't think. I might have done something mean unintentionally, but I can't think of something mean I've done on purpose.
Could be blocking many things out.
Could be.
Could have a separate life that's led.
Mate, I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
There's a mild...
I don't know.
Mild hint of guilt. I'm hearing a mild hint of guilt.
I don't know.
Have you?
I think when I was at university, I think I might have maybe accidentally kissed one of my mate's girlfriends.
Accidentally?
Well, you
tripped.
Know what university's like.
Yes. You stumbled. Trajectory was correct.
I stumbled and fell onto her lips.
Have you ever done important business calls or interviews over the phone while in the bathroom?
Yes.
Getting to the home stretch, Will Buxton. Just a few questions left. If trapped on a desert island or boat, how long before you go cannibal, and what body part of your own do you eat first?
Oh my goodness. Did you come up with these questions? Because they give a really good insight into the working of your brain.
Fairly distressing.
I guess I can go cannibal a couple of days after we run out of meat. And what part of me would I eat first? Depends if there was somebody else on the island with me.
We'll go with yourself. Stranded by yourself.
I'm stranded by myself?
Correct.
I don't think I could, mate. I genuinely don't think I could. I've seen Saw and all those things. I genuinely don't think I could. I genuinely don't think I could actually do that. I think I'd probably die before I was able to. I'm so wet, mate. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I've got the strength to do that.
We did learn that if you were stranded with someone else, the other person would have something to fear, though.
they buy it so far. But to myself, I don't think I could.
In Living Color, Chappelle Show, or Key and Peele?
Well, I don't know what the second one is, and I used to love Chappelle Show, so yeah.
Two questions left, Will Buxton. Have your parents ever told you they were disappointed by your actions or decisions? If so, please explain.
Yes, once. Got a bit tipsy at a wedding, and made a bit of a scene, and it still upsets me. Because, yeah, just with everything else, it's, you know, you don't like to know that you ever let them down.
Final question for you. Will Buxton, if you were sentenced to death by overconsumption, which would you choose? Death by cheeseburger or death by blowjob?
The latter.
Would expect nothing less. Will Buxton, I can say after 50 questions, I have a better feel for who the hell you are.
And that was episode 9 of 15 with Will Buxton. Left on the board, we have both Bells, a Dixon, a Hand, and a Taylor. Check back on Tuesday for the next episode featuring Jordan Taylor. And please share a guilty little pleasure with a retweet or whatever the heck you might want to do on social media. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.